This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Ever since actor David Caruso decided not to renew his contract with NYPD Blue, fans of the show wondered how he'd be written out of the series. Last night we found out. In previous episodes, his character Detective John Kelly had destroyed evidence and lied in court to protect his lover and fellow officer Janice LaCalce. After an internal investigation, last night Kelly was transferred and demoted to the position of radio dispatcher. Unwilling to accept this demeaning change, he quit.
They get my badge, but they don't get me to beg.
Don't let them do
this. What do you want me to do?
John, you can write it out.
Andy, they will find something.
It's IAB. They can't find their heads up their own asses.
They will find something. Look how hard they're trying to nail me. They will find something. And I am not answering phones until they do.
John.
You know I'm right. I thought I was gonna be 65 when I left this job. Kicking and screaming for that age waiver. Thanks, buddy.
Back at you.
Tell Fancy I'll clean out the locker later, okay?
That's David Caruso as John Kelly, with Dennis Franz as Kelly's partner Andy Sipowicz. We wanted to know why the writers chose this storyline for Caruso's final exit, so we asked the series' co-creator, David Milch.
Our concern from the time we knew that David would be leaving was to have his departure consistent with his personality, with the personality and values of his character, and it was our feeling that Kelly, who was very much his own man and followed his own set of values to the extent that those coincided with the rules and regulations of the department, fine, and when they didn't, he felt that he had to stay true to his own personal code. That such a character was at risk, and the storyline that we had been developing involving his relationship with LaCalce was at hand to do that. That is, he took the stand and lied for LaCalce and wound up paying the price for that. As to the particulars, his being transferred rather than fired, that's a protracted, the firing of a cop is a protracted process involving hearings and so on. And our feeling was that Kelly wouldn't have, even if we'd wanted to do it, Kelly wouldn't have sat still for that, that he would have resigned. What he was assigned to do essentially was to man the telephone at Borough Dispatch. It's as demeaning a job as there can be. So he quit instead.
Now, I thought that Kelly was going to get killed, either by a hitman in revenge or by a cop killer, because there was a cop killer episode that was just on. And I thought, well, this would be a dramatic way of getting rid of him. And also, it did occur to me that there might be some resentment against him on the part of the staff, and they might want to write him out so completely for spite so that he could never come back, even if his film career fails.
Yeah, well, he can never come back, even if his film career fails. Trust me on that. But, that was not something that we felt would have been appropriate. Any cop is at risk any day that he shows up for work. We all know that. But we wanted Kelly's departure to have to do specifically with his nature and his personality. And so, I know you were half kidding in talking about the personal feelings that we as producers might have had about the series of events which led up to David's leaving. But it was very important to Stephen and me that we not let that affect the way we handled the character. To David Caruso's credit, he was rigorous about making sure that his performance that whatever difficulties we were having, his performance remained effective and truthful, and we felt an equivalent obligation. And to be honest, I'm proud of the way that I'm proud that we didn't do any of that stuff.
So tell me what some of the alternate ideas were for ending the character on the series. What were some of the ideas that were tossed around and debated?
There never were other ideas. You know, there was the occasional perverse suggestion, you know, about but those were all offhanded about disastrous ends that the character could meet. But seriously, nothing was ever contemplated other than what we did, because I must tell you that a small segment of critics have suggested that what happened to Kelly this year was inconsistent with the character that was portrayed last year, and that to me is nonsensical. It seemed to me that what happened to Kelly this year is exactly consistent with the character that we saw last year. He stood up for what he believed, and he was willing to pay the price for it.
Now, the last episode with David Caruso was I thought surprisingly low key.
Yeah.
Did you want that? Was that intentional?
Well, yeah. David was very much of the feeling that there was an inevitability to what was happening, and so the choices he made within the script that he was given were to play things in a very subdued manner, that he was reconciled to, or certainly had so anticipated what was happening that there was no element of surprise. But in general, what we had tried to do in the four episodes seen cumulatively was to generate such a momentum toward this end that really none of the characters was surprised by it. It was almost the case, I guess, from the time Kelly in the second episode tells the borough captain Haverhill to kiss his ass that there really weren't a whole lot of options for him.
What was supposed to happen to David Caruso's character before you realized that Caruso was leaving the show and you had to write the character out? How were you going to resolve the fact that he lied to protect Janice Lucchese?
He was going to get away with it. She was going to go away, which is just what happened to her.
To prison.
To prison. And he was going to get away with not having told the truth on the stand. The rumor is that occurs periodically in real life, and that was how we intended to handle that. Because Kelly had such a strong personal sense of right and wrong, his, we felt, was a personality which could withstand, perhaps in a way that Lucchese's couldn't, knowing that he hadn't told the truth in the, you know, at the literal level, he hadn't told the truth, but he felt that he was being truthful to the spirit of her character and to what she had done, and so on. So he was gonna go on as the answer.
You're bringing on a new character that will be played by Jimmy Smits, who used to be on L.A. Law.
Right.
Tell us something about what this character is going to be. Is next week? Does he come on next week?
No, there are some elections. Everyone vote.
Oh,
don't.
Yes, right. I remember those.
And in the following week will be Jimmy's first episode. He plays a character named Bobby Simone, and he is whose previous assignment we will discover was working for the police commissioner. A kind of plum assignment, which also has some downside to it. The first show will get into that. Simone's relationship with Sipowicz is kind of at the center of the opening sequence of episodes. Sipowicz is a character who accommodates change only very grudgingly and in general, and specifically because of his enormous loyalty toward Kelly, has a lot of resistance to the new pairing, and that works itself out for better or worse over the initial arc of those episodes.
What's the ethnic background of the Jimmy Smits character?
You're going to have to tune in. It's a big point.
That's a thing, huh?
Yeah, that's a thing. or as Sipowicz says to him in one episode, you're part something, aren't you?
My guest is David Milch, co-creator of NYPD Blue. We'll talk more after a short break. This is Fresh Air. Last night was David Caruso's last episode on NYPD Blue. My guest is David Milch, co-creator of the series. Milch also was a writer and executive producer for Hill Street Blues. You had to write out characters in Hill Street Blues for various reasons. One reason was the death of one of the actors. Did you learn anything in dealing with that in Hill Street that you were able to apply when David Caruso left?
Not really, because Hill Street was very much an ensemble, and so there wasn't the kind of fundamental jar to the foundation of the world. The closest thing, I guess, to that was when Michael Conrad, who played the turnout sergeant, passed away. But Michael had been so ill for so long, and we had accommodated that by diminishing his role over the course of a couple of years, so that when the end came, he really, Michael would very bravely would sort of leave the hospital, would be getting transfusions, and he'd leave the hospital and just do the roll call. And he really had nothing else to do in the show, so that the fabric and texture of the show really was not rent the way that, John Kelly had everything to do with everything in the present series. And so there are nothing like that happened in any other shows that I worked on. You know, Joe Coffey left, the character played by Eddie Marinaro, but there too, Eddie was an important part of the show, but he wasn't the guy.
So what was it like when that final episode with David Caruso, which we saw last night, wrapped?
David did his last shot and he walked out the door.
And that was that?
That was that.
Sounds like the character on the show.
No
long goodbyes?
About 20 minutes later, they were cleaning out his trailer. No long goodbyes.
Did you want more of a sense of completion?
That was about the sense of completion that I had anticipated. I mean, I happened to be down there, and we shook hands and he split. But that was the consummation that had been anticipated by both parties, and David felt no need or reason to linger, and I have no argument with that.
There was an article last week in the New York Times about how crime shows on television compared to the real police in New York. And under the caption, under a photograph of David Caruso, reads, "David Caruso leaves the series after Tuesday's episode. His character lies in court to protect a fellow officer, leading to his decision to leave the force rather than be transferred." Well, that pretty well gives away what happened last night.
Yeah, that pretty well gives it away.
Well, how'd you feel about that?
Not in the thorough detail that the guy from the New York Daily News gave it away on Sunday. I'm told that he intercepted the satellite transmission of the show and printed chapter and verse about all the dialogue and everything else. And that seems to me to be, there is such a passion for novelty and for the being in possession of facts that other people don't have. But in the absence of anything other than the sort of twitch of novelty, I just think it's regrettable that the guy would see fit. He's got to make a living, but I just didn't see the point of doing that. It just seems to me to take away from the viewer's legitimate right to experience the show on his or her own terms. But You know, a long time ago, James Fenimore Cooper wrote a novel where he predicted that the time would come when facts would become articles of commerce and traded as such. And, you know, that's another example of that prediction having come to pass.
Thanks a lot for talking with us.
My pleasure.
It's fun how we could talk about all your characters as if they're people we all know.
Yeah, that's, you know, there a lot of people talk about the downside of writing series television, but it does give you a wonderful if the audience likes your show, they take those characters to their heart the way they do almost characters in no other medium, because they're there with them every week, and they become fiercely loyal to and invested in those characters.
Well, thanks again.
Okay, so long.
David Milch is co-creator of NYPD Blue.